Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for, hooking up with us in the mornings when you're on your way to work, etc., and listening to Empowering Radio, radio that actually helps you to feel better in your life and maybe set a new tone for your day.
Yeah, and as we always like to remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website. And since so many of you are in your cars, or you got to be careful putting on that makeup, you haven't quite jumped into the car yet, you can't write things down, just remember ConsciousTalk.net, because of all of our guests will have a guest page and you can find out the information you need. And we just want to bring you up to date on a few things happening around town. Of course, our friends Vitamin Life and Redmond continue with their free natural health lecture series. This weekend, it's going to be on the benefits of collagen. That's from noon to 1 p.m. That will be the last one for November because we're coming into the holidays, but they have their big December Women's Winter event in December.
Yes, they do, on December 8th, which is a Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. It's for women only, and they're going to do relaxing chair massages, walk on the wild side with exquisite henna tattoo paintings, explore and sample exciting vendor offerings. Remember, as you go through the store, you're going to receive free samples, and everything on the store, in the store, is a really quality stuff with Vitamin Life. They're one of our favorites. So check that out. It's in our event center.
Yeah, and every year they give away, I think, over 30 gift baskets mm-hmm. that are just filled with all sorts of things from the various vendors in the store. So that's always a fun thing. And I want to remind you to keep your eyes on the event section. There will be a number of new things going up for January in particular, one of which will be with Guy Finley. He's going to be coming to East West Bookshop. We will be there with him. He's going to be talking about his new book, Relationship Magic. So check it out, and we will be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So there are fundamental universal principles which help you operate at your highest capacity. Our challenge is to know them and learn how to work with them to achieve what we desire. Well, we'll talk to Christy Whitman about her newest book, Quantum Success. And she has a process that we think makes it clear how you can step into your best self. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Christy Whitman, and she's a transformational leader, a celebrity coach, and the New York Times best-selling author of The Art of Having It All. She's appeared all over the media, on the Today Show, The Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People Magazine, 17, Women's Day, Hollywood Life. I think you get the drift here. But she's the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Learning Academy, and she has helped thousands of people worldwide to achieve their goals through her empowerment seminars, speeches, etc. What caught our attention was she's got her newest book, Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. We thought, boy, you know, she really hits the fundamentals of things that we've touched on, but she pulls it together so well. We had to talk to her, so we've got her with us. Christy, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much for having me, Brenda and Rob. I really appreciate being here. And I was giggling when you were saying East West Bookstore, because that's where I got my start 17 years ago when my first book came out, and it was in Sacramento, California. So it really, really brought me back. I was like, wow, East West Bookstore. So I love it. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's so funny you're saying that, Christy, because I got a hit when I, you know, when Rob was talking about East West, I got a hit about something about East West. I thought, I wonder what Christy thinks of a East West bookstore. Is that a small one to her? Is that something because she's done so many different things? Isn't that interesting? I had that hit about that, and here you'd started there. So
absolutely.
I just wanted to let you know about that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've always, that we've loved about doing. We've been doing this, this is our 18th year, and we hadn't really expected to do it. Reading your book, you know, the story of this show and so many of the things that we do in our life, you know, you've nailed it of how it's all happened. And we love bringing people who have had those kinds of starts, and then have created a whole much larger life as a result. And so, you know, certainly, I guess we want to have a little bit of, before we get into the book, we want to have a little bit of the background about, you know, what led you to this, because nobody takes the time to put all of this together and write a book and get it published and all the effort that that takes without having a story behind it.
Well, yes, that's true. So for me, I was raised, and just, you know, if you went to college, you went and got a degree, you know, you had a career, you know, you made money, you found a partner, you'd be happy. And I found myself like checking the boxes on all those things, saying, okay, I've got my ideal body, I've got a guy I'm with, I'm, you know, I've got a degree, I've got a great paying job, I'm living in the city of Chicago, I've got money in the bank. You know, it's like, why am I so unhappy? And so I started seeking, and I didn't know where to seek, but I just had this thirst, this hunger to know more, because it was just that song, Is That All There Is? You know, Que Sera, Sera, I'm like, is this what it's about? And I was in my early 20s, and to have that sense of feeling of like, what is this thing called life? I mean, what is the purpose of this? I checked all the boxes, not happy, there's got to be more. And I started a series of events that led me in the asking, led me to California, because I was dating a man that was in California, and I was living in Chicago, so my company, I was working for a wine company at the time, gave me a lateral move to California, and I soon found myself, because I always dated the wrong kind of guys, he had been cheating on me, that sort of thing, so I found myself living in Northern California, not knowing anybody, and just let everything go. I gained like 30 pounds. I got $60,000 in debt. I quit my job. I just found myself like I let go of all the outer stuff. And that's when I went and got my hair cut from the one person I met from that guy. And she had such an effervescent joy about her that I'd never experienced. I literally felt like, you know, in the movie When Harry Met Sally, when they're in the restaurant and the woman says, I'll have what she's having.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
It was that feeling of like, what do you do? Because you're so, it was a sense of joy and effervescence that I've never experienced in another human being. And she started telling me that she meditates and that she works with this, you know, spiritual teacher. And I'm like, I'm going to need her number. And so as I was walking out of the salon, I'm dialing Melanie's phone number, and it took a couple days for Melanie to get back to me, and I felt like I was, you know, rocking myself back and forth on pins and needles, like, is she going to call me? When's she going to call me? And she finally did, and I went and saw her, and she said some things that now are very, you know, to most people, especially that are conscious and are on that conscious path, seems like, oh, yeah, whatever. But back then, we're talking 21 years ago, she said to me, you create your own reality. And I just step back and I went, that's true. How do I know that's true? I don't know that that's true. How, but something deep. And I was like, tell me more. And so she's saying, you either are repelling things from you or attracting things to you based on your energy, based on your thoughts. And that just, like, I'll never forget that moment for the rest of my life, because I'm like, that's true too. I don't know how I know this, but it's true. And so I started paying attention after that session to my thoughts, and I thought, well, no wonder I wasn't happy. No wonder I was so unfulfilled. I was constantly judging myself and others and God. I was constantly critical of myself and others of God. Mm-hmm. I was completely in a space of lack and limitation. Mm-hmm. And so I started changing my thoughts, and I started getting really clear and just asking a lot of questions and getting really just seeking, what is this thing? Why? What is this mindset of lack? And what is the opposite of that? What is the truth? How, you know, what is this? How do we live a fulfilled life? It's really about creating heaven and earth inside of ourselves. And so it was about 5 years in that I was practicing law of attraction, didn't have the name for it at that time, and also was, you know, really changing my thoughts, watching my energy, doing a lot of healing. And my first book, Perfect Pictures, was shown to me in a meditation, the cover and everything. And I went to bed that night, and 1:05 in the morning, I woke up with a voice in my head literally saying the first sentence, the first paragraph, the first chapter, just talking. I'm like, this is really good stuff. Got up and started writing it down, and was like, wow, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Went back, you know, lived my life that day. Next morning, same thing, 1:05 in the morning. For 7 nights in a row, that happened. And I had just seen Terry Cole Whitaker speak, one of the, you know, mothers, mm-hmm. if you will, of grandmothers of mm-hmm. New Thought, you know, churches. And she had just spoke at a Reading Church of Religious Science, because I was living in Northern California. And so I emailed her and I said, how do you get a book published? Because I think I'm writing a book. And she said, go online and find a literary agent. So I typed in literary agent, and the guy's picture popped up. It said publisher, literary agent. Contacted him. He's like, sure, send me your manuscript. I didn't have a manuscript. I had notes. I sent it to him, and he's like, yeah, we're a print-on-demand company. We'll publish it. So it was like everything just fell into place. And once I got the book in my hands, and my mom and my dad and my cousins and my aunts and my uncles bought the book, who, by the way, were not the target audience for this type of book.
Yeah, exactly. Not at all. Family never is.
No. That's when I went to East West Bookstore in Sacramento, and I would go there on Friday nights, and I would drive 2.5 hours away from Reading to go to Sacramento, and I would do my workshops and speak, and that's literally how I got it started. And it was fun watching and practicing, you know, power of intention and law of attraction, because it'd be a Friday night that I needed to be down there, and I'd say, okay, I want smooth, open roads. I want courtesy, you know, courteous drivers all around me. I want to enjoy my drive up, and I want to enjoy my drive back and have fun music to listen to. And it was amazing because I would always see taillights in front of me, so I would always see that there was traffic. And I would also see that there was traffic behind me, but I would look to my left and I would look to my right, and there was nobody around me. And I'm like, how is this even possible? I would never get in traffic. It was amazing.
Yeah. So. Well, hold that thought, Christy, and we love this story. We're going to run to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk, food for the soul, is our mission for nutrition. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power PH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and as always, so glad to have you on board. And we remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website. And look, every guest has a guest page, and, you know, so don't worry, stay safe. Most of you are in your cars. And like today, Christy Whitman, you know, there are so many things you're going to want to follow up with this woman. And just put her name, just put Christy or Christy Whitman in the search engine. You're going to find her page, and that will lead you to her website, which is quantumsuccessbook.com, and you know, some info you need on her and how to click through and get her book. So easily done. And Christy, you know, so glad to have you with us, because your book, the reason I liked it is that, look, we've heard a lot of the principles, and you know, it's called Quantum Success, but are you talking about a sudden leap to success, or more of our evolving or of an evolving notion? And that notion really being getting who we are and how energy works.
Yeah, so I look at quantum success as the best way I can describe it is that, you know, most people are familiar with the internet, right? And yeah, you can go on your computer, and if your computer is not hooked in, if your computer is not hooked to the internet, if it's not aligned, if it's not, you know, if you're not online, you can have access to the things that are on your computer. You can have access to the emails that have already downloaded, the files, all that. But it's when you connect with the internet, then you have, you know, you can go anywhere, World Wide Web, any topic or any conversation you want to have, you can go there. And so that's what I feel like when you work with alignment and momentum, which I talk about in the book, when you are connected to the broader part of who you are, your inner being, the 96%, because all we are, a big clump of matter and our experiences and our stories and our thought process and everything, that's only 4% of who we really are. So it's like going and accessing your computer, right? That's what you get right there. But when you can align and connect with the internet, you know, or your inner being, your 96%, then you have the possibility of pure potentiality. Then you have the possibility of really creating a success that is unexplainable, is fun, it delights you. It's not a step-by-step, you know, driven kind of push and shove and compete, you know, kind of way to success. It's exponential, it's just massive, and the potential there is just, it's unlimited.
And when you're talking about connecting to that internet that you're speaking about, Christy, do you share with people that it's through meditation that you connect? Are there certain things that they need to practice in order to connect in that way?
Oh, I love that question. Yeah, there's a lot of different processes. One of the best ways that we can connect, we can align, is through meditation, is through silencing the mind, you know, going through and allowing yourself to be in, just even with the intention of knowing yourself as the broader, wider, bigger, you know, 96% that you are, that 100% totally, but putting yourself in a space of meditation, doing processes like affirmation to shift your brain, your mindset off of something, really working with a lot of the processes I talk in the book, understanding what contrast is, what we don't want in our life, and how we can all use that as an opportunity to shift into what we do want, being a deliberate creator, so really accessing the essence of what we want. We all want something. We all feel that whatever our desires are, whether it's a new car or more money in the bank or a partner or, you know, whatever it is, we're all really wanting those things because we want to feel a certain way. We have assigned our, you know, oh, I'll feel successful when I get this, or I'll feel in, you know, connected when I get the guy, or I'll feel, you know, really like I'm powerful when I have the money. We assign a lot of our, what we expect to feel outside of ourselves, and then we get there and it's like, well, I thought I was going to feel that way. And the reason is because you have to feel that way the entire time. So when you start to conjure up the feelings that you desire in any of the things that you want to manifest, be, have, create, whatever, when you can align with those things, so you want to feel peaceful, start feeling the sense of peace now, because there's nothing outside of you that you achieve or manifest that's going to give you that sense of peace. It's the sense of essence of peace that will also then draw those things to you that will be a perfect match to that piece that you bring inside of yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. People forget that, you know, because we talk a lot about the use of vision and being a visionary, et cetera, and that what they forget is they're still attaching that to outside things versus, you know, where's that vision coming from? Who's creating the vision? And, right. You know, as you said, unfortunately, most of us define our possibilities by the conditions that we're sitting in primarily. So
yeah.
We get very confused about who we are. So the approach that I always take in this life is uncovering who I really am. And then that's that huge universal computer, as you say. So one of the things that struck me also was that you said in the book that there's no such thing as a do-over. And what we've been saying for years to our audience, but you really explained it well in the book, we say everything is for you. So can you kind of explain that? I mean, a lot of things we think are bumps in the road aren't necessarily that.
Absolutely. So the way I look at it is that everything that we have been through in our lives. I mean, it could be the same storyline for everybody, or it could be very different. It doesn't matter what the contrast is. It could be very intense contrast, or it could be minimal contrast. So we're talking child's in the hospital, sister committed suicide, went through a divorce, you know, lost, got fired from a job, that kind of contrast, which I experienced all those things. Or, you know, the girl at Starbucks was rude to me this morning, or I got caught in traffic, or I spilled coffee on my pants, you know, that kind of contrast. Each and every experience is an opportunity for us to be more deliberate and more powerful in what we're wanting to create in our lives. And each opportunity is really there to help us grow, and more importantly, to help us really reignite, connect with, align with the broader part of who we are. Because when you think about it, money is a spiritual tool, for example. And money for people that don't have a lot of money and they're in debt or they're desperate, what do? They're like, oh, God, please help me. You know, they get to their knees and they're like, I need help. And it's in those moments of feeling like you're just absolutely a victim, or that you're desperate, or that you're needing something beyond yourself. You know, it's those moments when people actually return back to God, Goddess, all that is, however, you know, infinite intelligence. It's in those moments of pain when people actually start thinking and seeing that there maybe is a different way. You know, it's perfect when people have addictions and they hit rock bottom. There's no place else to go except for up. And it's when they find some kind of deeper connection with themselves. We hear stories of that all the time where, you know, someone either did something horrific like a crime and then they found themselves, or they you know, did something that really, they lost their family or they lost their friends, or whatever it was, where they finally found the return back to themselves. And in each of those things I described, the suicide of my sister, the divorce I went through, my son, who's fine now, he's 8 years old, he's amazing, 2 months of age, you know, had to go have open heart surgery. I mean, these are all moments in my life where I was on my knees, and those are moments in life where my faith was, I don't want to say tested, but it was strengthened. And I learned a resilience within myself. I understood and applied the universal laws and did it in a way that I never, in an intensified way, would have ever really been able to apply them in my life and see how their magic works for them. Mm-hmm. And it is those times when, you know, when we look at it from a broader perspective, we're not being tested like it's a school and you passed and failed, you know, kind of thing. It's more of like, this is to grow you as a spiritual human being. This is to grow the connection and the sleepingness, the you know, sleep that everybody's been in, to awaken you to more, to awaken you that there is something more. Mm.
Yes, and those experiences, while they are challenging, they are so fulfilling and rewarding when we really do, as you said, Christy, when we can accept what is about them and really turn inward, we get all the help we need. It's all there for us, and that's the beauty of that. Well, we're here with Christy Whitman. The book is Quantum Success. The website is quantumsuccessbook.com, and we'll be back after these messages.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And this radio show has made a difference in our lives simply because we have been able to introduce and read thousands of books and interview thousands of people. And each and every one of them has something to bring to the table. And it's so, enriching in our lives to connect with these people. And today is no different. We're here with Christy Whitman, and her new book is Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. The website is quantumsuccessbook.com. So, Christy, let's spend a few moments talking about beliefs. When you're wanting something, and you were talking about this and explaining this in the past two segments about really wanting something, and we are creating our reality, how much does belief have to do with the wanting and then propelling the person forward?
Yeah, beliefs have to do with everything. We create from our beliefs. So you know, what happens is we get an idea, right? We get a gift. We think we're the one that creates the idea. We're the receiver. The giver is the one, right? So we receive the idea, and we either do one of two things with it. We either go, oh, well, who am I to do that? Well, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. I don't have enough time for that. How am I going to do? You know, we talk ourselves out of that creative, that creative impulse, or we go, ooh, I love that idea. That feels good to me. Ooh, I wonder what that would feel like. We start to play with the idea. We start to let the idea, you know, create some excitement in us, create some type of movement, energy, and we flow with it. And then, you know, we get we are delivered, do this first. It could be buy this book. It could be take this course. It could be fly to this place. You know, it could be go create a vacation, go here. You know, it could be go out to dinner to this place. Whatever it is, we follow that divine impulse. We follow that inspiration. And step by step by step, we keep moving towards what we desire. And that's how we find ourselves smack in the middle of, you know, the vision that we created for ourselves. And the beliefs are either, yes, we can do this. Yes, I have faith. Yes, I know that what's going to be coming when I need it, 10 miles down the road, don't need it right now, but what's coming and I'm going to need is going to be there. Those type of beliefs and having that type of faith, having the belief in, you know what, I may not know how to do it, but I know that I at least could learn how to do it. You know, having our belief in ourselves will allow us to propel us towards that. If we think that we don't have what it takes, that we're not enough, that we don't have the resources, that we are in limitation at all of any kind, we won't be able to manifest it. Even if we're moving towards what we want, we're like, ooh, I really want that, but I don't know. You know, and we a lot of people do that. It's like one of three categories. They get the idea and they're like, I don't believe it, so I just give up. I don't do anything. There's others that are like, ooh, I'd love that. I don't think I got what it takes, but I'm going to do it anyway. And there's that constant resistance that's entered into that, you know, process. And so it becomes like now I have to motivate myself because I'm not just allowing the inspiration to move me. Or there's the, and it sounds like both of you, Brenda and Rob, you are as like me, when an idea comes, you're moved by it. You're just like, yes, what else is next? What can I do? How can I be the co-creative partner of this idea? And you know, here's the step that's being revealed. The next step and the next step and the next step after that is not going to be revealed if you don't take the first step. So let me take this first step. Let me do what I need to do. Let me be inspired by it. Let me take the inspired action. And then you find yourself in what you want. But beliefs are everything. One of the laws I talk about in Quantum Success is the law of sufficiency and abundance. And that law for me is the law that is the one that pulls all seven essential laws together. I find that it's even more important to know and understand that one, even the law of attraction. Because law of attraction is giving you what you're asking for, what you're vibrationally asking for. The law of sufficiency and abundance tells us that everything in this universe is abundant. But most people, in their mindset, in their belief system, in their perspectives, in their, you know, they are focused in lack and limitation. They're focused in the scarcity of something. There's not enoughness. And that's on one side of the pole. If you're focused on not enoughness, you're going to get an abundance of not enoughness because it's an abundant universe. On the other side is abundance. The doorway into abundance for us to be a co-creative partner with that truth of abundance is to be in a space of satisfaction, to be in a place of sufficiency, to look for the positive aspects. And when you start to do that, then you're moving in towards the spectrum, the side of the spectrum of abundance. And then you start receiving an abundance of abundance.
Yep. Yeah. And I will tell you, and we discussed this with a guest the other day as well, the belief in not enough time is huge. Most people, even when we're working with clients and we're giving them these tools to use and they're looking at the tools, and let's just carve out meditation as an example, they look and say, my life is so full right now. I have so much on my plate. I don't have time to meditate. You know, is that something that I need to do? Those type of things are set in that belief in lack, that there is a lack of anything, including time. And that's why we wanted you to talk a little bit about beliefs, because we throw up these conditions and they do stop us. Well, we're here with Christy Whitman. The book is Quantum Success. A lot more to come. We'll be right back after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and as always, so glad to have you on board and learning right along with us. And today we're with somebody, Christy Whitman, who has written a number of really great books. She is the New York Times best-selling author of The Art of Having It All. She's been living this life that we've been talking about for 18 years for some time, and has pulled together a lot of the concepts in her newest book. It's called Quantum Success. It's 7 Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. We hope you're all going to pick up this book. Her website is quantumsuccessbook.com.
So, Christy, during the break, and we have these great conversations during the break, we're always saying we wish we could tape those conversations with people. But I brought up during the break those considerations and beliefs, and I said that in our 30-some years of working with people and ourselves, we really have boiled down two beliefs that really affect everything in our lives, and that is the main one being the core belief, being the belief in lack. And that kind of, you know, if you use that as a hub of a wheel, it goes out, and one of the spokes is that I lack, I'm not enough. And those seem to be the two basic principles that a lot of people are living their lives by.
Yes. So a couple things. First of all, I want to let you know that for your audience, I'm actually going to give them a copy for free of the hardback book. All they just have to do is, like you said, go to quantumsuccessbook.com. I just ask that you take care of the shipping wherever you are in the world. But it's a hardback $26 book, my gift to you. But back to our conversation, the thing is that anytime we feel bad, doesn't matter, you know, any point during our day, if we find ourselves feeling bad, it's because somewhere in our psyche, somewhere in ourselves, somewhere in our energy field, we are in lack. Lack always feels bad. Abundance always feels good. And yes, the trigger point for most people wake up in the morning, literally their alarm goes off, they look at the clock and go, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. It's the first thought. It's the first thought. I didn't get enough sleep. I didn't get enough good sleep. I don't have enough time to get ready. Like you were saying, I don't have enough time to meditate. You don't have enough. If you don't have enough time to meditate, you need to meditate. And, you know, that's the literally the catalyst. That's the antidote for not enoughness, is getting in a space of feeling yourself as completely 100% connected to all that is. That is the antidote. And so that's the thing, and that's where my life's work has been, is helping people shift from lack into abundance. Because lack is a perception. It's something that we learned. When you look at the universe, when you look at nature, right, whether you're in the fall right now and the leaves are falling, you can't count all the leaves that are falling to the ground that are on the trees. There's an abundance of them. You can't count the amount of ounces that are in the ocean or the amount of waves that crash against the shore. You can't go to the Sahara Desert or a beach and count all the grains of sand. There's too many. You can't go out into a yard and count the blades of grass. Nature shows us that this universe is in abundance, but we can either be in alignment with that and surrender to the truth of that, or we can fight against it. Most human beings have fought against it by our upbringing, by society, even the media and the advertising that we do. Hey, mister, you're not going to be enough until you buy this fancy car and get the gal, you know, or you're not going to be enough, Miss Lady, unless you have this new purse or this new eye cream or whatever it is. I mean, we are advertised to and talked to in a way where we are not enough. We're being trained that we're not enough. And then we get into our own minds of, oh, geez, I just got 6 hours of sleep. That's not enough. I'm not going to have enough energy for my day, so I better go fuel myself with coffee. I better wake myself up so I have enough energy. Then 2 o'clock in the afternoon, oh, I don't have enough energy for the rest of the day. What do? Fuel ourselves either with sugar or coffee. You know, something to try to get us out of feeling bad. Feeling bad is always in lack. Feeling good is in abundance.
Yes. Yeah. And it, you know, when you speak of it, it seems so clear and simple. And it really is. There is a, you know, one of the things that we talk about on the show is our power lies in our choice. We get to choose. We do choose whether we live in abundance or lack. Now, there are certain things that we need to clean up and to do around that in order to live that way continuously. But we really, the truth is, on some level, Christy, and you know, if you understand and agree with this, let me know or not, that we are choosing on some level to either live in abundance or live in lack.
Everything
is a choice.
There is a choice
that's being made.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of it, is that when we live in choicefulness and understand that we have that power, one of the powers that we have is our superpower. We have the choice to, you know, imagine living in a world where illness is a choice or not.
Right.
Being a victim and having that type of mentality is a choice. We get to choose whether we focus on a problem or we focus on a solution. We get to choose what energy we want to give out and therefore is reflected back by law of attraction. There's one law I talk about in the Quantum Success is the law of deliberate creation. We're the ones, no matter what our circumstances are, our conditions, our experiences, whatever, past, we are the ones that choose in this particular moment what we want, why we want it, and how we want to feel.
Yeah. You know, in your book, obviously you give examples. There are great stories. There are all of these principles. And, you know, the basic formula that I think our listeners have heard before is that thoughts plus feelings plus action is equals manifestation. Now, all of that sounds really simple, but one of the things that you make clear is that you start tying it to energy and emotion. And everybody has heard, again, one of those old sayings in the spiritual community, emotion is energy in motion. So there's something that you call controlling our emotional dial in the book. So would you explain this connection? Because energy's not in that formula, so, but it's super important.
Yes. Well, what the example I give and what you're referring to in the book is, you know, I remember growing up in the 70s that when we had our TVs, right, we only had so many stations back then. And if we were wanting to watch, say, Charlie's Angels or The Love Boat or Fantasy Island or any of those shows that were on at the time, you know, we had to actually get up off our butts, go walk over to the TV, and change the channel. And it was a very deliberate thing. And what he was projected then, instead of a Western, was Charlie's Angels, right? It was a very mm-hmm. different show. It was a very different feeling in watching the show. Well, we all have our own emotional dials. So it's like in each aspect of our life, whether it's career, money, relationships, our bodies and health, you know, whatever it is, we're all on a station. We're all tuned in to a frequency all the time. So in just your career, for example, are you on the station of, you know, my career doesn't have a purpose and I feel completely drained and I, no matter what I do, I can't seem to get ahead, I don't have no fulfillment? You know, is that the station that you're on? Or are you tuned to the station of purpose and passion and love for what you do, and that your work is not work at all? It's something that you love to do, and it's, you know, this is not a four-letter word. It's a four-letter word that's turned into play, and, you know, you'd be doing it if you didn't get paid, but you get paid really well for it. I mean, what we get to choose what that frequency is, and before it projects onto the screen, we have to change the channel within ourselves, mm-hmm. and that means whatever emotion, whatever feeling, whatever essence you want to feel in any aspect of your life, whether it's career, money, whatever. In career, as an example, if you want to feel a sense of fulfillment, if you want to feel a sense of creativity and acknowledgement and, you know, purpose, we have to feel that feeling and conjure that feeling within us first. Yes. I was a pharmaceutical rep for years. I was in sales and marketing for years. And any time I got a new job and any time I was, you know, succeeding, I was always left again with that feeling of there's no meaning to this. There's no purpose. So if I sell more stuff, I make more money. All right, well, great. But what's the meaning? What's the purpose behind it? And I realized I didn't know what it felt to have a sense of purpose in my career or a sense of purpose in life. So I had to sit with and feel what it felt like to have purpose, to find
well,
that
essence.
Well,
we got to stop you there, Christy, because we're running out of time, but you nailed it.
Yes,
and that's what quantum success is all about and how to get there.
And she's going to give a free book away to those that go to quantumsuccessbook.com. Thank you so much, Christy, for your generosity and for everything that you're doing out there in the world. And folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that gives back to yourself.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.